This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It's Sean on Fun Kids. That was a big tune. And we have got a very, very special guest with us. The star of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is Dan Fogler.
Hey!
How's
the real
going,
stars
buddy?
Are the beasts. The real stars in the movie are the beasts, I must say.
which there are many, many lovely magical ones all knocking about.
Yes.
Dan, tell us a little bit about Jacob.
Jacob is a baker. He's a soldier back from the war, World War I. He's coming to New York and only wants to do, he's coming back home and all he wants to do is open up a bakery and settle down. And then he gets mixed up with these witches and wizards.
Got all those big plans of a nice, normal, easy life, and then you just bump into a couple of wizards.
I know, and then they change my life, you know. And then I realize maybe there's more to life than just baking.
There's actually loads of magical, amazing creatures knocking about as well.
Yes, right under our noses.
So when did you find out that you'd get the nod to play Jacob?
Right, I found out at Comic-Con 2015, that's when I found out, and in San Diego.
Were you doing a signing, or were you just sort of, you know, just milling about?
I wish I was doing a signing. The only reason I was there was I have this comic book that I make comic books and graphic novels, and I have this book called Brooklyn Gladiator.
Nice.
So here we are with that, and there I was at San Diego with, about to sell my comic book with my boxes of comics, just like schlepping them like the Hunchback of Notre Dame through cosplayers. And then I got this call, and my manager said, "Hey, where are you right now?" I was like, "I'm at Comic-Con." And she said, "Well, Comic-Con's going to be a lot different next year."
No way. I like that they delivered it like it was actually a Hollywood film in itself.
Yes. And then I started weeping and handing out free comic books to everyone.
Good. I mean, I just want to see a film of that. I just want to see that scene played out in cinema. Just you sort of throwing comics around, scattering them and skipping through the cosplay hordes.
Exactly.
So how much of the Harry Potter universe did you know about before Fantastic Beasts?
I mean it's hard to miss it. I saw the first like six movies, and then life happened, and I always wanted to get around to watching the whole thing, and then when I got cast, I was like, oh, I'm a muggle, I'm a nomad, so maybe I shouldn't know everything going into this. So I postponed my little Harry Potter marathon, and then when I finished shooting the movie, I went back and I watched all of them.
One of the greatest parts of the film is just watching your reactions to the magical stuff happening around you.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I'm the eyes of the audience.
And then, like, because one of the key scenes, like, where we see that happen is when you go and visit Newt's menagerie and see all of the crazy animals. Do you have a particular favorite magical animal?
Yeah. I mean, the Thunderbird is incredibly impressive. When you see that, it's like it's just this massive, weather controlling, giant, many winged eagle. You know, and I mean, I love the Niffler, man.
Everyone loves the Niffler. It's so good,
so
isn't it?
So funny. He got some of the biggest laughs, man. I mean, it's just hysterical and cute. I think everyone's gonna have one in their stocking for Christmas.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm certainly.
Yeah.
And if you had to chuck a couple of magical animals, maybe just from the brain of Dan Fogler, if you were going to pop some extra ones in there from your own brain, which ones would you go for?
Right, of course. One of my favorite magical creatures that I've created is the magical floating winged mini donkey.
Nice.
Yes, and it. You can keep it in your pocket, and it actually smells really nice, oddly enough. It's a nice smelling magical fairy butterfly winged donkey.
A lovely perfumed mini donkey. Nice.
Yes.
Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you this morning.
Thanks, brother. You too.
Cheers, buddy. All the best, mate.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.